And yet, in his earlier days, before he was so entirely possessed of this foolish desire for riches, King Midas had shown a great taste for flowers. He had planted a garden in which grew the biggest and sweetest and most beautiful roses that anyone ever saw or smelled. These roses were still growing in the garden, as large, as lovely, and as fragrant as when Midas used to pass whole hours gazing at them and inhaling their perfume. But now, if he looked at them at all, it was only to imagine how much the garden would be worth if each of the many rose petals were a thin plate of gold.